Good afternoon. I apologize for the delay. We had a fire drill in the Gluck building in NYU, and we're just allowed back into the building. So again, I apologize for the delay. This week is Parshas Bahar. Again, Bahar separated from Bichlul Kosai because of the way the calendar worked out. We have a chance to look at Parshas Bahar alone. So again, a few interesting ideas from the parsha. So the Torah tells us in the at the beginning of the parsha that Kisavo alaret asher ani nosein lachem b'shavsa haaret shavos lachem. And when you come to the land that I will that I've designated for you, so there's going to be a period of time. There's going to be a shavos lachem. There's going to be shemitah. Rashi tells us that shavos lachem means l'shem Hashem, that it's for the sake of Hashem, just like it says when it comes to regular Shabbos. And the Ramban points out that Rashi is difficult, because why should it be that the Shemitah should be considered to be l'shem any more than the Yom Tovim, and by the Moedim that we don't find any concept of that it being a l'shem, l'shem Hashem. So why would it be here that it should be l'shem Hashem more than by the Yom Tovim? So Biruchim explains in his in the Sefer that compiles his Shmuzim from the Mir, that I quote something from the Ravid. The Ravid in the Sefer Baal Nefesh, who tells us a major yesod, a major rule when it comes to mitzvot in general. He says, what's the purpose of mitzvot? What's the klal? What's the rule that governs the mitzvot? L'man yeda ha'adam ki yesh lo borei hamoshel alav. It's ultimately to know that there is a master, there's a creator who rules over us. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the land, right, HaShemayim Shemayim LaShem, V'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, the land is ours, but HaShemayim Shemayim LaShem. We have to realize and we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But since we're here, and since it's HaAretz Nasan Levnei Adam, it's harder to remember. It's easy to lose track of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is running everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that whatever we're doing throughout our lives and throughout our day, there should be parameters to it. There should be questions that are asked, or maybe filters that should be used to determine how we should act. And those are the mitzvot, those are the halachos that tells us what it is that we should be doing. Whether we're going to sleep, whether we're going out to work, how we dress, kilayim, the halachos have to do with animals. So much of it is all to focus us that everything that we're doing, we should never forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that's what the Torah is telling us specifically here. That after I gave you a full gift of the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to perceive yourselves as the Bailim. You're going to perceive yourselves as the owners. You're going to perceive yourselves as running the show on the world. And you're going to, Rachmana Litzlan, Tishkechu Kel. You're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I commanded you in Shabbos Lashem that you should remember, specifically that it's mine, that I gave it to you, that it's the land that I gave it to you, and you're workers, you're allowed to work the land, I want you to work the land, but ultimately you are workers. And that's a similar idea to Shabbos also, that Shabbos is consistently there because it's the 6 days of work followed by Shabbos. What's the purpose of Shabbos? So again, one of the roles of Shabbos is to serve as that consistent reminder, is that although we're working during the week, and we have the opportunity to stop at Shabbos and realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and the work that we're doing is done through the lens and through the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is totally running the show. So that's the comparison. That's the Shabbos Lashem, which is similar to in Shabbos Kodesh, and the Shemitah is that the purpose of it is to remind us who the Baal Bas is. The Yom Tovim commemorate Nisim, other things that were going on, but don't serve that exact same purpose. The later on in the parsha, the Torah tells us different halachos when it comes to the goel. If you have somebody who has to sell the land of his family portion, and if he has the money, he can go back and he can be goel. And And similarly, when it comes to Eved Ivri, we have a similar type of halacha as well. And the Gemara in Arachin says that ain Eved Ivri noeg ela bizman shehayova noeg. That Eved Ivri only applies when the halachos of Yovel apply. And Rabbi Avraham Shor in his Alekach V'Alibov explains, again, I think he brings this from the Chiddush Arim, that in that Yesod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us something very, very essential. And that is, Hashem does not bring a servitude upon a person if there's no way to escape. There's a solution. It has to be that there is a way to Cheirus if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Avdus. And any other challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to a person, it has to be that there's the ability to rise from it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in this to show off his strength and to see people suffer, but he tests us, he works us, he challenges us. But we have the strength to rise to the challenge. And it's true in Ruchnius, and it's true in Gashmius as well. So it has to be that if Yovel is Eved Ivri is Noeg, then it has to be that Yovel is Noeg as well. Because if there's no way out for that Eved who's Nirtza, for the Eved who's of Avadol Olam, if there's no way out when Yovel comes, it can't be. It's just impossible. And that's the Yisod that he says, that whenever in the Halachos of Go, also when it comes to the land, all these different things that come away, Kadosh Baruch Hu always builds in the solution. Sometimes it's harder to find than other times, but there is a certain comfort in knowing that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and whatever situation arises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that solution and gives us the ability to be able to tap into the strength to be able to deal with it. The last thing again, which I had mentioned a few weeks ago, I was going to try to do more frequently. It hasn't worked out so much, but today we're able to. Is a shiloh related to the parsha from Rav Zilberstein's fascinating shilohs. So again, one of the halachas in this week's parsha is lo sonu ishes hamiso. You're not allowed to cause pain with your words. The Gemara tells us, right, onas devarim. You're not allowed to cause pain to somebody else with your words. You can't insult the person. You can't give them bad advice. You can't use your words in a damaging damaging way. So Zilberstein was once, as he says in his sefer, was once giving in Joshua, and he said, he was commenting on the Gemara, which says, "Bnei Banu Shel Haman Lomdu Torah Bnei Brak," that the descendants of Haman ultimately were learning Torah in Bnei Brak. And the Ibn Maggid explained with a mashal, he said that there was a child of a king, and he was choking, so that bone got stuck in his throat. And as was getting, the situation was getting dire, a certain person who was a traitor, who was basically on death row from the king, saw and hit the child in the back of the upper back, and the bone flew out and saved the child. So when it came in front of the king, he said, "I have to kill the traitor." Why? Because he's been working against me. But since in the end he saved my son, I do have to give reward. I'll give that reward to his children, and I will make them very, very wealthy. So the same thing was true with Haman. Haman wanted to destroy the Jews, and he needed therefore to be destroyed. He needed to be hanged. But since what was the totzah, what happened was that that Am Yisrael in the end did tshuva. That in the end he did. I'm sorry. What happened in the mashal was the person, this traitor came, was actually trying to hurt the prince, and in the course of trying to hurt him, the bone came out. That was the so he was trying to hurt him, so he had to punish him. But since in the end he saved him, he had to give him some sort of reward. So here also, since the Jews did tshuva, even though that wasn't what Haman intended, still there had to be a reward to it. So right after the shiur, a doctor came to Zilberstein and told him that he had a young man, a teenager, who had come to him with a certain lung infection, and he told him that he thinks that it's cancerous and he has to do a biopsy, and he says he knew the whole time that it wasn't, but he wanted to scare the child in the hope that it would bring him back to do tshuva. And he felt bad about it, and he wanted to know since his intentions were good, if what he did was right or wrong. So Zilberstein, again, if he says that right away, it would seem to me that what he did was incorrect. That you can't cause somebody so much pain, even for, you see, by Penina, who tried to, Chazal tells us, was trying to inflict some sort of pain on, with her words, on Chana, with the hope that it was to be the Shem Shemayim would get her to do tshuva, and she was punished for it. So it would seem that the doctor also here did not act properly. But he quotes from Rosh Yankov, says that one time two Jews came for Din Torah, and he knew the answer right away, and he could have passed right away, but he decided to wait a little bit. And he explained that if they heard it right away, then they would make fun of the Dayanim, and they would think that they don't have sources to it, they just make it up. So he wanted to sit on it for a few days in order to give the impression that he needed to think about it. Even though there is a concept of Inoy Hadin, you're not allowed to leave over the judgment because it's difficult. So what's the difference between what Penina did and the Inoy Hadin? So the Aderes answer, in the case of the Shvus Yankov, in the end it was for the benefit of the litigants. Because if they were if they didn't leave the din over, then they would speak poorly about the Dayanim and would lead to all sorts of problem. So by Penina, that was not the case. So again, could you extend it to here also? He says it seems to be that it's difficult, but you do see such a concept in other cases. Something to think about. Okay, again, I apologize for the delay. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.